Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana Hoosiers of Archie Miller picked up their fourth win in a row with an 84-82 thrilling victory in Iowa City over the Iowa Hawkeyes on Saturday afternoon. The Hoosiers dug themselves an early hole, trailing 23-10 as Iowa made their first 10 shots of the game. Indiana didn't roll over. They hung tough. They clawed themselves back into it and trailed only 45-42 at halftime. Archie Miller, pleased with his team's performance.
Heck of a win for our team. You know, coming into the game, just really, really had a lot of respect for Iowa's, not only their home court advantage, but the pace and the style that they play at home. And they showed right away offensively how talented they are, how skilled they are. And we just didn't really have a whole lot of answers there for a while. Luckily, for the first time maybe in a while, our offense kept us in the game, especially, you know, being able to attack the zone and keep us at bay. Going in at halftime, only being down three, you know, we were very fortunate. I thought in the second half, we did a nice job of sort of getting our defense a little bit established. And we had a good group out there. It was a unique group with Colin Hartman and Justin Smith in there. They really got us going with some effort. And then our offense continued to go versus the zone. But you got to give our guys credit, found a way to win. And be honest with you, get a stop with 9 seconds to go on the road. And I thought, obviously, Bohannon's shot was going in on us, but we're lucky to come out of here with it. But we had a lot of guys step up, and can't say enough about our backcourt, Rob and Devontae. Those guys were really, really good.
Robert Johnson had 29 points, including tying a school record, making 9 three-pointers, and Devontae Green had 18 points, 6 assists, and 4 rebounds. The backcourt also combined for just 2 turnovers in 69 minutes. Hoosiers stay on the road. It's at Nebraska tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The 108th IHSAA Boys Basketball State Tournament draw was Sunday afternoon, and Terry Stoltz joined us Monday morning to break it down.
Bloomington North plays Bloomington South in Game 2 on Tuesday night, the 27th, approximate 7:30 tip time. So I'm saying that you and I are going to Columbus East next week.
The Edgewood folks, Terry, on Tuesday night, they better get to Northview early because they are game number one.
The Mustangs of J.B. Neal play Brown County in Game 1 at Northview on Tuesday, followed by Northview and Owen Valley.
In Columbus on Tuesday night, the 27th, game number one will be Shelbyville in Columbus North.
Shelbyville has everybody back from a team that Bloomington South beat in a sectional final last year. The Shelbyville-Columbus North game, I think, will be extremely interesting. My thought is the winner of this game will be in the sectional final. I think they should be Columbus East, whichever team.
South's clearly the class of the sectional.
Yeah, no doubt. By the time, you know, they should be 23-2 by the time they tip it off against North next week, you know, one of the best teams in the state. But as JR would tell you, they know that it's going to be a dogfight. We've seen Bloomington North play a couple of excellent games the last two times you and I saw them.
City rivalry.
They're capable.
Edgewood is the class of the Northview sectional. The Mustangs picking up win 18 on the weekend to move to 18-4. Is it going to be an Owen Valley Edgewood type final there at Northview?
JB's got those guys playing, and as he's been saying for weeks, they do have a huge bullseye on their back right now. It would not surprise me at all to see Edgewood and Owen Valley in the final.
Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.